Hey guys, Andy and Sam here as always.
What's up?
Welcome to another episode of Two Bros One Flick. Our first one in a long time. Yeah. Starting with we're gonna start with the summer marathon. I'm excited. Are you excited about
it? Super excited. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah. And we're gonna kick it off with a great one. It's a novel one, and we're gonna do a whole trilogy of films. It's not really a trilogy, but with the first parts of a three, which would essentially be a quadrilogy, right, Sam?
Yeah, it's a quadrilogy. Yeah.
Quadrilogy. So we've watched the first three. We're gonna review it all together, a whole, talk about what we liked and didn't like about it. For you, all of you who don't know, it's the Evangelion trilogy. Well, first three movies of the rebuild.
Rebuild of Evangelion.
Yeah, yeah.
I can explain about that if you want.
Go ahead.
It's sort of weird. It's sort of convoluted, too. So the creator of Evangelion is this dude named Hideaki Anno. Is that, I'm saying that right?
Pretty close, yeah.
Okay. And Mr. Anno created the initial Evangelion anime, which played on Cartoon Network.
It played on Toonami Cartoon Network, and Toonami, but you know, it was really, it's been kind of like a prevailing mark of what anime can be.
Yeah, it was a huge deal.
Even
I guess
when it came out, late 90s, I think.
Yeah, it was like late 90s, mid to late 90s. It was a really big deal when it first came out for, I would say, two main reasons. The first is just how good the animation was for that era in anime. Like, it kind of shifted away from the sort of like Pokemon kind of looking thing where it was, I don't want to say shitty, but it was just kind of like basic and static. Like people's faces didn't move, but just their lips did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it kind of changed that.
And this was even before Pokemon too, so that's what makes it more impressive.
Is it before Pokemon?
I think it came to the States before the anime series did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought, okay. And then the second reason why it was such a huge deal is because it sort of revolutionized the way mecha and like that style of big monster robot looked in animes, because before that everything sort of looked like Gundam or what Gundam came from, which
Transformers
is,
and like the
Transformers
Macross.
I don't remember there was I think it was Macross maybe
and Robotech. Was a big one, but Macross and Robotech were actually like I guess If my limited knowledge of Transformer anime was correct, they took a little bit of Macross and like half of it and turned it into Robotech for the States.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So like one of the same.
There's a Robotech series that was like all in 3D. I really liked that
one. Oh, nice. Nice.
It was very cheesy. But Evangelion was a big deal when it came in because basically the robots didn't look like giant clunky robots. They looked kind of like people in like sort of humanoid suits. And that's in part due to the fact that the mecha, like the angels, are humans, kind of. They're humanoid forms.
Yeah, I mean, they don't really know that until later on, but...
Is it?
Yeah, it's kind of like a question. The whole part, like... And I've seen... Have you seen the whole actual series?
No, I've only seen a couple episodes.
I watched, like, the first... up until... Because, like, the rebuild about this, what makes it special is that it starts over, and it starts from the day one, kind of like the starting point of the first episode in the actual series.
Okay.
Except it's done better.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And that'll kind of lead me into why there is a rebuild. Okay.
Yeah.
So the original series went, and basically Mr. Anno and his company, which I think is Gainax, because I think that's just his company.
I bet they have some lingering right to Evangelion. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, his company, they started to run out of money. So whenever it was time to make the series finale, they kind of dropped the ball and did this weird episode where I think it's episode 26 or 27 of the original series. It's basically just like monologues from the characters, and then it ends. Like, it doesn't actually have an ending to the story. It's just sort of like what the characters have been thinking and might want to say to each other in monologue. So it was really unorthodox, and people really hated it. So a couple of years after that, the company released this clip show that was called, like, I think it's called Birth of Evangelion, and then there's a Death of Evangelion.
Yeah.
Each of those parts is basically like a clip show of all of the series, like the most important parts. And then the Death of Evangelion is one ending to the story arc.
Right.
And some people kind of like that, but they also disliked it because it also looked kind of rushed. And I don't know if this is a big spoiler, but basically he just kills everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it really left people unsatisfied. So in the mid 2000s, Mr. Anno with his company started this venture into basically rebuilding the story of Evangelion. And three parts have come out, which is what we're going to review today. And the first episode and the second episode, so it's like 1.0 and 2.0, or 1.11 and 2.22 if you 2.22, get the,
yeah.
If you get the DVDs, they are they stick really close to the original series of Evangelion. Like, a lot of the scenes are the same. I remember looking at, like, the animation slides, because they compared the kind animation
like the
slides. Yeah, the stills. And they were just like, look how much better it's animated. And it's animated insanely well.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's why there's a rebuild, because people were kind of dissatisfied. And I think that the creator wanted to have another shot at it to make it properly represent what right. his idea was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So. And I think the part of it works in a couple ways. For me, when I first saw the series, some girl at UT was like, you know, I think you'll like it. So I yeah. watched it, and I watched it, and it was the first five or six episodes that I watched. You know, they were fine. There's nothing wrong with it, right? But it was still kind of slow going for me.
Yeah.
And I basically watched through, if you compare the timeline for the series and the timeline for this film series, I watched about through the first half of the second movie.
So that's like probably to episode 20.
Yeah, like it was like
15, 16.
It was like 15, 16, right? And okay. So I got that far, and it's like, well, nothing's happening. And that's yeah. what makes this movie so much better, yeah. is that the first part of the movie, if you think about like the first 15 minutes of the movie, is almost really similar to like the first episode.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, the second episode. But all the stuff in the first movie, if you've seen the series already, the first movie is going to be super familiar, and a lot of the second movie is going to be even more familiar. But I think they'll appreciate it like I did and be like, wow, this, A, looks fantastic.
Yeah, it looks so good.
The pacing was really great.
Yeah. Yeah, the first two movies especially just are so exciting. And like I had not watched I don't think I've watched I'd watched anything before watching this series.
Right.
Any of the original Evangelion series. But yeah, it just kept it pushed a really fast pace, and it was interesting, and like they didn't waste any time. I think that's the best way to put it. They didn't
oh,
waste
yeah.
any like
there's not one shot in there that's you know,
not going to propel the story
exactly
or do something.
And
yeah.
it's going to, and even like the shots with no action, let's say like a scenery shot, it still gets you.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with like I could think like the first four episodes, or at least the first two, I'm speaking in hyperbole, but the first two in reality, like the shots of empty roads and empty streets that you see in the movie every
yeah.
once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes about like a quarter of each of the first two episodes, I think, would be like,
yeah,
we get it. People are hiding.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we have a depressed little boy here.
Yeah.
And that was the problem with the series, I think, was like you had a depressed little boy for
it
like
didn't
the first
push it.
Six episodes.
Yeah, it got
and
kinda
this one, you have 90 minutes of a depressed little boy.
Yeah.
And a great chunk of, you know, it's
lots of action. In
lots
there
of action.
And other stuff.
I appreciate it after I watched the first movie. I appreciated
okay.
the series a lot more.
Yeah.
What did yeah. you think? What was your thought on the first movie?
So the first movie, I guess, introduces you to this world. If you're not familiar with it, basically there's a boy named Shinji. He's the main character. And his dad is kind of like the head of a kind of like a special forces. If you've seen Gundam 00, it's kind of like that, kind of like UN world
what,
UN
yeah,
kind of special
what was
forces.
Yeah, what was the special force for 00 called? Anyway, I forgot.
Man,
but
I don't
anyway, know. This one is called this
Nerve.
One's called Nerve,
yeah.
right? Nerve.
And they have the best
tagline yeah.
which is that what is it?
It's something. Something. It's terrible English that Japanese
no,
people love to use.
It's something cool. It's like. God's in his heaven, we're all right here, or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, God's in his heaven, like, deal with it.
it's an interesting take. But basically, what this organization does is that they have these... Okay, it's in the future. We should start from the beginning. It's in the future, and the world is being constantly attacked by these organisms. I don't want to say they're monsters, because some of them are... Like, they don't look like monsters. Some of them are just, like, geometric shapes that do things. They almost look like apparition. Like
the geometric shape is after they beat that geometric shape in the series. I stopped watching.
I mean, some of them are cooler than just a giant pyramid
with the red ball in the middle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah.
But they're basically almost like forces of nature, and Neo Tokyo is where Shinji and all of his ragtag buddies are. And the Neo Tokyo exists as a place to attract these monstrosities, and then they kill them in order to allow humanity to continue. Because if those monstrosities succeeded in taking out Neo Tokyo, mm-hmm. then they would just destroy the Earth, basically.
Yes.
And these apparitions are called angels.
Yeah.
That's kind of like starting you off into the Evangelion kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And,
not heavy-handed.
Yeah, not too heavy-handed. And the goal is, in the first one, is to basically convince Shinji, his dad and all these other people, convince Shinji to use this mech-type weapon, which are called Evas. There's a bunch of them. It's just kind of like the Gundams. They're all.
If you've ever seen a G Gundam, that's the most akin I could talk. Like that's the most.
Okay.
Because that is like every country has their own Gundam.
Yeah, or 00 also.
Oh, that's true too. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But
a far superior Gundam series than G Gundam.
Yes, G Gundam. 00 is so entertaining. Yeah. But yeah, basically all the countries have these Evas, and some countries have more than one because they have more resources or more important, whatever.
Yeah.
And the first movie is getting Shinji to pilot one, and then he does pilot one, and he defeats one of the monsters, and then he has to fight some other monsters.
Yes.
So, that's kind of how the first movie, that's mostly what the first movie is about, is convincing Shinji to do this.
That's what it was about. And then, so what were your thoughts after you watched it?
The first one, I just thought it was really, really cool because, first, the animation is absurdly good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it is so, so good. So much superior to anything I've seen that's not like a...
Ghibli
movie. And Hideaki Anno does work with the Ghibli studio.
Things. Well, you think about the third movie with the intro with the Studio Ghibli.
Yeah.
But like with this stuff though, it's high quality, it's movie quality, it's theater quality. That's what you paid for.
Yeah.
And I think
makes Berserk look like shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my god. Which Berserk, well that's Warner Brothers and this is Toho Studios.
Yeah.
But like I'm thinking that maybe since this is a rebuild of it, that
they wanted to go all out.
They got to go all out, and also they can kind of get around, like, we don't need to explore Shinji's character as much because you already know what he's like.
Yeah, like the very beginning
was just going to remind you.
Yeah, the very beginning was sort of weird because it's basically just this kid. He shows up and he gets picked up by this lady. That's it.
They move on,
but it's good.
The assumption is you know or you're familiar with the fact that because that's how it starts in the movie. You're on the phone and it's like Neo Tokyo looks great. It's a great setting for like a futuristic sci-fi.
Yeah, and it's like really nice and colorful. And
like
the way it's introduced right when like the city sprouts out of the ground, the city like can go underground to protect everybody while these big monster fights happen.
Flush with the earth.
It's not like the Powerpuff Girls universe where apparently everything gets destroyed and nobody gives a shit.
Yeah. Not Superman, not Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for the Man of Steel review, by the way.
Oh yeah. That's stay tuned good. For that one. Basically the first movie.
And you liked the first movie.
And yeah, I really liked it.
I'm interested in like, did you feel like after you watched the first movie, you're like, man, I can't wait to watch the second?
I immediately found the second one.
See, like with me, I was like, that was a good one. But I had already seen everything that was in the first movie.
Actually, I think it was while I was watching the first one.
You had to get the second one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So like the second one, I watched the second. See, and this is, I guess we'll move on to the second one. But you thought... You know, you're like, I can't wait to watch the second one.
Yeah.
And for me, it was more like, that was good. The second one should be good, too.
Yeah.
But I'd already seen everything in the first one.
Yeah.
The second one made me go do the, I need to see the third one away.
Yeah.
So the second one.
The second one. Yeah. The second one, the first half.
2.22 is that you are not alone or is that the.
You are not alone. The first one is you are not alone. The first one. The second one is you cannot advance, and then the third one is you cannot redo. We'll get to that one. But the second one, I felt like, I think the first half was still pretty close to the story.
Right.
Up until, I guess, the apex of that movie when something giant happens and it completely goes away. I mean, it doesn't completely go away from the movie, but it is pretty different.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I like that one. What did you think about the second one?
The second one was fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
And the problem, the interesting thing about it, though, is... I have been to Japan many times because I have family in Japan.
Yeah.
And the first time, actually, when You Are Not Alone came out on DVD, which was 1.11.
Yeah.
I was already in Japan. It was just dropping on Blu-ray. So everywhere I went, like any hardware store, any electronic store, if they're selling DVDs or televisions, you saw... essentially not like a trailer for the first Evangelion,
but just like a little poster or something.
Well, you saw it on the TV to show you, like, look how good
this looks.
The TV looks, and look how good the anime looks on the TV.
Yeah.
So I still remember seeing scenes, and especially in the second one, because I actually went to Japan three summers in a row. So I got to see Evangelion, the first one being sold, and the second one being sold. And the second one with when the kind of like the iconic scene of when Shinji is reaching out.
Yeah.
Right? That was always one of the last shots you saw of this trailer that they played on a continuous loop in Japan.
Okay. So it was one of those things. And that's a really intense moment.
And that's an intense scene in the actual TV series because they have that.
Oh, okay.
They do.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know they got that far in the TV series.
Well, I think from that point to get to that, like, it's a little different.
Yeah.
Compared to, but in the series, it's kind of like the same.
It still happens. It's still pretty cool. Okay.
Yeah, I still think so.
That's awesome. Yeah.
But I thought it was the second one, everything. The first one isn't lacking on action, but the second one just has an amazing increase in action.
Yeah, it's basically all fighting all the time. Yeah, because Asuka shows up.
You're not tired of
it. Yeah, it's cool because, like, Asuka shows up and then, all of the stuff that happens, I guess, in the final third where everything goes crazy.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Well, it's so powerful.
Yeah. It's much more moving than the first one.
Yeah. I don't want to
give any spoilers.
I won't give any spoilers, and I don't want to jump to the third one around right away because the second one is my favorite of the three.
The second one is probably my favorite too.
But, you know, it's kind of like we can talk about the second one and be like, it was great. That's all you need to know, really.
It's just like the magnitude of what occurs in the second one is completely different from the
first one. After you watch the first one, it you get rewarded as a viewer watching the second one.
Yeah,
and then the third one makes you watch. You want to watch the third one, then you watch the third one, and then you don't know what to think anymore.
Yeah, the third one I think is really interesting just because. Okay, so we've told you basically that the first and second movies stick relatively close to what the normal story of Evangelion is.
Something very crazy happens at the end of the second one,
which is similar to what happens in the Death of Evangelion, the movie.
Right.
But basically, as far as I understand, what happens is the crazy thing happens, and then everybody dies except for Shinji and Asuka, and they're just like on some beach, and they're just like, wow, that was big. That's the end of the movie.
Right.
But in the third part of the quadrilogy, it branches completely away from that ending. It's like
the fact that it's called You Cannot Redo should give you enough of a hint of kind of what the goal is of what's happening.
Yeah.
You're dealing with repercussions of something that happened.
Yeah.
And that's all the movie is. Third movie is not necessarily bad, but it fell into regular anime movie convention.
Yeah, it feels like a normal dramatic anime where
there's lots more filler.
I agree. There's a lot more filler. It is cool, and animation is still pretty awesome, especially when you get to see shots of, like, there's a big airship and it just looks neat.
The airship looks good, or like when he walks out into like kind of like the open world for the first time.
Oh yeah, that was pretty cool
too. Happening, but I'm trying to think of
which are still some of those shots are still similar to the movie.
It's just
different, and it's a different scale of what's going on.
Yeah, and it's when you're watching, you get the sense like, okay, the fourth one's going to be really good.
Yes,
and
it is.
The third one is going to just build you up to the fourth one.
Yeah, it's almost like a sine wave or like a roller coaster. It was like it kind of builded, like one kind of built things up, and then it hit an apex in two, and then it kind of went down again for three. And three's building you
up.
To
be fair,
again.
There's no way the ending of two could make it go anywhere up. You can't get any better than that, right? It's like, and what happens next? Only sad things, right?
Some happy things. Ray is still around.
Well, that's true, it's different.
Ray
Q is like he doesn't. You know, the only thing I hate about a lot of anime is like, as kind of like the protagonist as an idiot, and you have to watch them for a while, and then when they get the aha moment, it's like 20 minutes later,
and they're still an idiot.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't listen to Kaoru. Exactly. It would have been easy. Or
so
how you say
it's stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, the third one isn't a letdown by any means.
It's still really good.
But I think there's a significant difference between, like, let's say the ratings on IMDb between the second and, like, the third one?
So the second one, I'll just give them to you straight up because we don't lie.
We don't lie.
Best one flick. Number two is at a 7.8 with, like, about 6,000 reviews.
Right.
A little under 6,000. And number three is at a 6.8 with a little under 1,500 reviews. So, I mean, kind of close.
It's a point away.
Yeah,
really?
It's a point away. So it's not really that close for IMDb.
I think it's serious that you can watch it, and you know, it's not filler. Has too much of a negative connotation to it. There is legit filler.
There's character growth
in the movie.
There's character growth, yeah. But it's just kind of, it's a much slower pace, and it's more like a,
you know, the fourth when you're coming to resolution. I think that's what.
Yeah, it's going to be big,
and then you can think about it like maybe you. What's the point of even having a third movie? You could have maybe took the first half of the third movie and
just made it into
squish
the
it with the fourth and then make that a trilogy.
I know,
but
originally this was only planned to be a trilogy.
Oh, really?
But I guess after the second movie, something happened and maybe like...
Second movie was just too good.
Yeah, it was too good. And Anno was like, okay, we're gonna pace ourselves on this third one. And eventually they were like, we have too much story for a third one. We should just split it into three and four.
Okay.
Maybe something like that happened. Or maybe he was just like, you know what? I have more story to write.
Right.
I'll make four.
Well, let's talk about favorite things in the series as a whole so far, like your high point and your low point.
Okay.
I think we've mentioned them all so far, but just to like specify.
Okay. There are spoilers now after, because they're going to have to be spoilers.
Sure.
We're going to list our favorite things. So my high point is probably going to be close to your high point, which is the end of the second movie. Just because things go really crazy. It starts from like the halfway point. There's a point in which the sixth Ava turns into an Evangelion, like a bad angel guy.
Yeah.
Because there was like a virus in it or something.
Sure.
And Ava 6 goes crazy. Asuka's inside, and like Shinji loses control of his Ava.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the Ava like goes insane, and it like rips Ava 6 apart. Ava 2, which is Shinji's Ava, rips Ava 6, which is nobody's Ava. It was just like one that was moved in because Asuka's old Ava broke.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
And it goes crazy and like rips it apart. And it's pretty visceral because like, I think that's the first time. Yeah. That's the first time you really see the inside of it, because he's tearing it apart. And it's like it's not like a robot. It's like a humanoid. It doesn't have like a brain or anything, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, it's a robot, but they make it look like a human, right? So it's like when you rip it apart, it's all like the hoses and stuff look like veins.
I heard that it was, I thought that the way that
like they made it
Shinji's
almost
dad,
like an exoskeleton almost.
Well, yeah, it has body parts and everything.
Oh, like
so it's like a real, it's like a being. It just can't like function on its own. It needs some sort of control by a human.
Sure.
Which is how they are designing. But it just like rips it apart, and then like the point where Ava 2 just snaps down and like crunches on Asuka's pod, like her like her bio suit pod, which they control the Ava's from. That was pretty brutal. Just like all
was
of
it,
this stuff.
Was it Asuka or was it Rei?
That's Asuka. Rei
Rei was somewhere else.
Yeah, Rei's in Ava 1, which is like a malfunctioning one, and she tries to protect him from the crazy
going
badass
nuts,
angel at the end, and that's when Shinji has to save her.
So that was your favorite part.
That was my favorite part. That also leads me to something that I didn't mention before that's not actually mentioned in the movies at all. It's just kind of mentioned in like history if you read about it.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the rumors regarding Ava 2 is Shinji's mom, when she like died, she like became a part of the Ava. So she's like the soul in the Ava. So whenever the Ava goes crazy, it's not just like the Ava going crazy. It's Shinji's mom trying to protect Shinji.
Someone's own psych.
There's actually a part in the third movie where he's like trying to take control with like the fake pod thing, mm-hmm. so that like he could remotely control the Ava.
Yeah.
And then he says something like, why are you rejecting me at this time? Like, this is like the worst time. I don't understand.
Sure.
We won't protect our son. And that's like, I think he's talking to Shinji's mom.
Well, that's also crazy scene when you see her like floating in that fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was pretty intense. And there's
third,
like a,
the third movie is just dark in general.
Yeah, the third movie is really sad and dark, especially when, like, when he walks around with Kaoru and is like, look at all the dead people, man.
Yeah. It's just very weird.
Yeah. That was my high point, was probably the very end of the second movie.
Low
point.
Probably somewhere in the third.
Yeah, probably low point was the whenever Shinji's dad takes Shinji to meet Kaoru, like, and Rei, yeah. And I don't know if this might be a spoiler, but the Rei that's in the third movie is not Rei, because Rei is also vaporized and probably supposedly into the soul of Eva too. That's like, Rei is a clone of his mom. So like,
or like kind of his mom.
No, Rei is a, like, clone a of his mom. Cone? Yeah.
Legit cone. Legit clone.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, they refer to the Rei in the third movie as Rei Q, because initially it was supposed to be just called Evangelion Q, because it's supposed to be the last one.
Sure.
But Rei Q, when they first meet, and then first meet Kaoru, there's a point where like, there's like this goofy part where Kaoru and Shinji make friends.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was,
it's the worst part. It kind of the third movie.
It kind of went on for too long, and it was,
well, it went on for too long because they made that scene like happen three times.
Yeah. The they're like, we're playing piano together. We're best buds.
Chopsticks. What's up?
And we're really good at piano all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And so that part was a little goofy. It was pretty different from, the version, I think, in the story, because I think in the original series, Kaoru is seen as, like, he's Shinji's friend,
yeah,
but he's, like, obsessed with Shinji. Like, he is in love with Shinji's character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, not, like, sexually or anything like that, but, like, he loves his spirit. And Kaoru is not a human, right, also. So it's almost like like if there was like a god being, like a conditional, like an unconditional love from that god being to Shinji.
Yeah.
Like, he's crazy in love with him. And you kind of get a little bit of that, but it's also kind of hokey, like, because they try to make him seem like goofy friends.
Yeah. That's I'll just go straight into my low point, because my low point is the same. And what makes it worse is that you're in a post-apocalyptic world now.
Yeah.
And you're playing on a grand piano.
Yeah, it's not a Yamaha, is it?
It might be
Yamaha. It had a brand, I remember.
It had a brand. It's probably a Japanese brand.
Yeah.
It's a, but, like, you don't... I mean...
It's just so hokey.
Yeah, it's bad. And it's totally... it's anime convention.
And, like, I know they wanted to go for, like, look at this juxtaposition between how much fun and goofy Shinji...
It's also
Shinji's
part
having
of
when
like
everything is
Shinji
shit.
Like escaping from his reality again.
Yeah, and like, I understand that, but they made it a little too silly.
Yeah, it was bad. That was bad. That was the worst part about three. And when you watch that scene in three happen, not just once, but like twice or three times, that's when you know it's like, okay,
they're
you
stretching
guys are,
this
yeah,
out.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Yeah. So and they could have had, they could. I mean, there was stuff in the original series and in the last movie where like they could have covered more interesting things.
Also,
or
you could have
things
had,
out more.
You could have had scenes back at that awesome ship where everybody else was.
Yeah, I like
working it out.
Yeah,
you know?
But like that one bully friend's little sister.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She only has like 10 minutes of screen time.
She had great character.
Yeah, she could have been really awesome and been like a vessel to explore what really happened to the people of Neo-Tokyo. Because you don't really find out even in the third one.
That's going to have to happen in the fourth.
Yeah, because basically it's just like Shinji walking around. And he's like, wow, everything is fucked up, man. And Kaoru is like, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the whole point.
But what was your high point then?
All
you have to end it on a
second
good
movie.
Yeah.
All of the second movie.
Yeah.
The second movie is... Well, is the second movie, is the pyramid guy in the second or the first movie?
The pyramid guy is in the second movie in the beginning. That's when...
right at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Asuka beats the like shitty time boss,
and then
they have to fight the pyramid boss, and like the pyramid boss takes a lot out of them because they have to use that crazy rifle.
Oh my god, dude.
And that's the first time Rei actually like warms up to anyone.
Yeah,
that's what, like when she uses the shield and
the
like almost dies.
When all that happens towards the end. So there's so much going on in the second. It's worth a watch.
Yeah.
Let's talk 10-point scale the first three movies as a whole.
Okay.
Let's do this. This should be interesting.
Okay.
I've never done it before.
Man. Okay. So if I were to take all three together,
I think we're gonna have to do like a 7-point like make it minuscule point. We can go by tenths if you need to. Yeah. Because
I would probably give the first three all together like a strong 9. Like just a straight up 9. Because one, the animation is so good that I think both of us refuse to review Gundam.
the Zeta Trilogy.
Zeta Trilogy, because the animation looked so garbage comparison. Which you can't blame them, because that is from the 80s. You know,
early 80s or late 70s.
Yeah, and
right?
It looked amazing then, but it looks like a complete turd now compared
to
Evangelion. Plus, the story is really slow.
And that's for a compilation movie.
Yeah, and like it's just not as interesting. Like, the way that I don't think I've watched any anime probably since Serial Experiments Lane that has kind of like excited me and made me want to watch everything associated with that story arc ever before.
Right.
Like, because I was going into it kind of like, oh yeah, Evangelion, I've heard of it before. Like when we were in middle school and high school, like one of my friends who's like a super huge like anime nerd would like talk about it. But he also talked about like Trigun and stuff. So in my head I was just like, oh yeah, this is just like another cool anime.
Like, it's in that lexicon of like really solid anime that can break it into the West.
Yeah, but then when I saw the rebuild, my mind was like totally blown because the animation, like I cannot speak enough about how amazing the rebuild looks. It's just off the charts. Looks great. It pushes the pace for the first two movies. Third movie is a little bit darker and it moves a little bit slower, but it still has its moments and it's still meaningful. It's just spectacular.
Good, good, good.
Yeah. What about you, Andy?
I am giving this a 7.5.
Oh, 7.5?
Yeah.
Why so low, man?
Well, I was thinking about it. And I was going to give it at least an 8. And then I thought about the third movie.
Oh, yeah.
The third movie, to me, was like the second movie. Like, your mind is fucked after the second movie.
Yeah, it is. It is like one of the most exciting anime experiences.
It's great. And it blows your mind. It's like, well done. And, you know, where do you go from there? I understand it's difficult.
Yeah.
But I almost felt insulted when I was like, hey, man, you want to do Duet on Piano?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, let's just play this in the middle of this abandoned giant structure.
And that's like 40 minutes after the viewer already understands things got really fucked up after the second movie.
Yeah.
Now let's play piano.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
Three times.
Yeah. Plus the ending of the third one.
That was garbage.
Like, I feel like they could have handled that a little bit better.
All the ending of the third one has to do with, like, the fourth movie is going to explain everything.
Yeah, but see, it's weird because, like, okay, if you watch the movie, what happens, I don't know if it's the third one movie or if it's just the last episodes of the series. What happens is Kaoru and Shinji find a way down to what's her name? I can't remember that big white, it's like the big white... Evangelion Angel.
Yeah, that angel.
I forget what it's called. I think it starts with an L. Anyway, they go down to that big white angel, and the thing that they're trying to do is they think if they kill this first angel forever, that's gonna kind of stop all of these monstrosities from coming, right?
Right.
But in fact, what ends up happening is that they kill it and then they release another angel that was from the sixth one, the one that in the second movie, you know, Eva 2 goes crazy and bites up and shit.
Right.
It's still alive and it comes out and it's like super boss. And you find out that Kaoru is actually the 17th angel. It's just something he didn't realize before, and he sacrifices himself so he doesn't cause anyone damage. Like, he explodes his head. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, that's a good scene.
Yeah, and in the original story, what happens is he realizes it, and then he basically tells Shinji to kill him.
Right.
And then Shinji won't do it, and then he, like, forces Shinji to kill him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He, like, impales him or something.
Well, like, the last 20 minutes of the third movie aren't bad.
Yeah.
But it's just like,
it's the way they rolled into it was kind of stupid because everyone was basically like, Shinji, don't do this dumb thing you're about to do.
Over.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
it's
really
stupid.
Don't do it, man.
Don't do it. And then like they get into a fight and the people fighting him are like, don't do it. And then like Kaoru's not doing anything because he doesn't want Shinji to do anything. And then Shinji's like, I'm going to do this now.
That's all it is, right? And so that it builds up to that. It's like, don't you do it.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, guys, I'm going to do it. So it's a problem.
Yeah.
It's a problem. Oh, there's my mic. My mic is right there.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
they just didn't handle it well.
And I've seen too many anime movies, be it Gundam or something, like a really good series. It's like, oh, we made a movie. Cowboy Bebop's movie, right? It's like, we made a movie for the sake of making a movie.
Yeah.
And the third one, you're moving it along, the story along, but you're moving it at less of a pace than the first one, where it's introducing you to things that
are interesting and novel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the third one, 7.5, and it's because the first two movies are legit really good.
Yeah.
And it averages out to a 7.5 because the third movie, I would probably give it a 6. by itself.
See, I would probably still give the third movie like a 7.5.
I just got so angry.
Yeah, I did too, but I think I also just like really...
It's going to be good. The promise is there.
Yeah, I like how it ended, and I liked... Yeah, I like the way they handled the very end, like what they created. Yeah. Basically, what happens in the movie series is that like the end of the world happens and then everyone dies. And then this one, the third movie, is kind of like the end of the world didn't completely happen because Shinji sort of stopped it. But then by the end of the third movie, he starts it up again.
Yeah, because he's a retard.
Yes, he is a retard.
That's part of the problem. Yeah. But that's, you know, the fourth movie is going to be solid. Good news that it's coming out in Japan this year.
Oh, really?
Is it? I'm just guessing.
Oh, I don't think so, dude.
Is it 2014?
It says 2014, but like, I think the third movie was supposed to be the final movie, and it was set to come out in 2011.
Oh, okay. So we got a while. But
yeah,
I'm expecting nothing but good things.
Yeah,
and same thing for you.
Yeah, definitely. If you get the DVDs, I don't know if they did it in the theatrical release, but in the DVDs, like the last 10 or 15 seconds is like a preview of the next one, and the preview looks fucking boss because like there are like hybrid Evas, because
you don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, Asuka and her friend who helps out, her name is like Mira or Mia or something. Well, like their Evas form into one, and then like a bunch of crazy shit happens.
Yeah,
and there are a lot of,
and they also say
angels.
Stay tuned for more fan service.
Yeah, they always say that.
Yeah,
it's tongue in cheek. They're having fun.
They're having a good time. But, I mean, all in all, I thought it was a good trilogy to watch.
Yeah.
You will enjoy the first two movies, I guarantee it.
Yeah,
the third one you'll like, but it's not going
to
be
the third one,
on
you just
par.
Have to, yeah, just like have your expectations a little bit lower than you should.
It's there to wet your whistle, I think. And yeah. Which, I mean, and definitely get it on Blu-ray.
Yes.
But, yeah, Sam, this was Sam's pick for the summer.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I commend you, Sam.
Oh, thank you.
Great fucking pick, man.
Thank
I
you,
enjoyed it, and I watched it over a weekend. 7.5 from me and 9 from Sam.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Perfect.
It's crazy awesome. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. We're going to have a lot of episodes coming out soon.
Stay tuned, motherfuckers.
Yeah, stay tuned. And thanks.
Bye.